Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was a Bratz girl personally.
I had a Bratz girl.
I had Bratz.
And Furby.
Those scary looking.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't know about that one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of That Would Ban Podcast, where we talk about film, TV, and everything in between. I'm your co-host, Patricia.
And I'm your co-host, Adesi.
And this week, we have a very amazing guest, which we are so excited about. We have the amazing... She's already doing things, guys. We have the amazing Ronke Adekolawejo.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Hey, yes. Come on!
She is a very talented actress, most known for her roles in Channel 4's Big Age, and also most recently, Chevalier. Oh. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, you know. I'm all right. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good time.
You're already enjoying yourself?
Yes, I'm enjoying myself in this lifestyle. I woke up this morning and I said I'm enjoying myself. I'm happy.
That's the energy we love.
Yeah. Manifest good things because we need to make this bread.
We do. That was the conclusion.
Babe, that is my conclusion. Let's be honest. We need to make bread.
Mm.
Like, we will make bread. Amen. Because we have to. Mm. Like, that's how we change, you know, the content that is out there.
Mm.
And that the content that is supposed to, like, reflect us and tell the world us. We need bread so that we can show them what we really are. Do you know what I mean? One cuckoo. That's it.
I actually hear it.
That's it. Me and my best friend, we have a chant.
What's the chant?
One cuckoo. One cuckoo. One cuckoo.
What does that mean anything?
Oh, Nicole, yeah. Oh, well, it's like, that's the only thing. That's the only thing that matters.
She's okay. Ghanaian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know. It's going over my head.
She's Ghanaian as well, you know.
Oh, my God.
Ghanaian and Jamaican.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that mix is a match made in heaven. Jamaicans and Ghanaians get along very well.
Yeah. And when I was in Ghana, they had Jamaican flags everywhere, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
I kind of love that synergy.
Yeah. I went to Jamaica by myself. Started off in Mobe. Yeah. Went to Ochi. Drove. And all the Jamaicans told me that was bad.
Oh, but wow, you drove.
I drove my little Nissan Micra. I made sure it was a bit beat down so they didn't know that I was different, innit?
Yeah.
But I felt so safe and seen and loved in Jamaica. And the men wouldn't, like, pressure you. Maybe it's because I had my locks, but like if I was like, no, I'm not interested, they'll be like, okay, impress, have a good day. And I'm like,
I love that.
Thank you. Something we'll find too.
Caribbean men in the Caribbean.
And they chef, you know.
They can cook. They train them.
They actually chef.
They have good home training
as
people. That needs to translate to other cultures.
What does that mean, Patricia?
It just means that sometimes I feel like other cultures don't have that.
Is it?
Speaking for my own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not speaking for anyone else. But
for some Ghanaian men can cook, but they don't do it often.
Oh, I haven't met them. No, I'm joking.
No.
Yeah, I don't know them. But how's your week been, Adesi?
My week's been very chill, like very, you've taken it easy this week. I haven't really done much. I usually go to the cinema a couple times in the month. I haven't done anything. I kind of stayed in my house.
Are you going to see Barbie? I'm very excited for this film.
I want to see Barbie. I think the promotion is crazy.
Fam, marketing everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But my thing is, it's like, do you know what? That when you know that your promotion has done well when people start promoting you and they're not being paid for it. Like, brands are doing Barbie-related things. Yes. I'm like, I know they didn't contact you.
It feels like a cultural shift.
Why are you doing Barbie? Are you doing
that? Yeah.
Everybody's wearing pink, you know.
I will see pink and it's not even related to Barbie and just be like, Barbie.
Yeah.
This is, like, it's literally seared into my brain. I'm so excited. How did they do that?
Because, like, why are we so fascinated by a doll? Is it nostalgic?
It must be nostalgic. Because it's almost, it's like, everyone knows Barbie. And, like, when you think about Barbie and its impact over all the years.
Exactly.
Like, we've all had some connection with Barbie at some point.
Yeah.
So that means they've had the money.
Yeah.
They made the London Eye.
The very first doll was like, what, in the 50s?
Okay,
and like every single generation has had a Barbie in some form. I was a Bratz girl personally.
I had a Bratz girl.
I had Bratz. And Furbies.
Those scary looking. What?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know about that one.
They'll just be blinking.
Yeah.
I used to love them.
No.
Oh, no, really?
They were just dolls, right?
Furbies, like, no, they're like fluffy, like they're like ETs but fluff, like
I don't think
ew.
Very cute.
Furbies, no, they
were
not
so cute. I had like for? Yeah, and they used to be on my windowsill. And like, they had a name for them, but I can't remember. I think one was called Dom Perignon or something. Like,
not Dom Perignon.
I named them stuff like Remy Martin and shit. Like,
what? I'm so, how old were you?
Yeah, I was definitely like 11 or 12. Gosh. Don't tell me how I knew all of that stuff. Mm. I knew Dom Perignon, I knew Remy Martin, I knew Crystal.
I am so dead.
The tunes. It was the tunes we were listening to.
No.
So my Furbies had names.
Your Furbies had names.
Yeah.
Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon. How's your week been?
My week's been really good because I've had some time off work. It was my birthday, so...
Happy birthday! Happy belated!
How it was actually it? Very relaxing. I didn't do too much. I went to the spa for the first time on Friday because I've actually never been.
Ever?
And I was like, ever in my life. And I just felt like, what am I doing? Like, so I went, I spent the day there. I went into a jacuzzi, I went into the steam room. I had a really good full body massage.
How was that?
I felt so good after it.
Did you... I have a question because me, I haven't been to the spa as well. I just don't like people touching me, full stop.
I don't feel
so, like, full body massage, were they really, like, getting in everywhere, all the crevices?
Yeah, like, neck, back, shoulders, feet, hands, every part of my body.
Wow.
And it was, like, the right amount of pressure, so it felt not painful, but just very relaxing. She used, like, essential oils to kind of, like, relax me and just get me in the mood. I think the thing that I was a bit nervous about was just being, like, quite exposed. Like, I had to be, like, topless, like... up to my hips basically and like she would have to like basically just get very familiar with my body but not in a weird way. She just had to get to the places that needed to be massaged, but it was worth it. I was so relaxed after it
because I've had friends that when they go to Morocco they just tell you to take off.
Yes,
you're just naked
that.
And then they massage everywhere.
Wait, I like that kind of massage. I can't lie, please.
Really?
Let me go to Morocco. Nah, bro. I'll tell them to put your elbows in there.
Get in.
Really? I went to Manchester to see my best friend, and I found this woman called Suki, and she had this random massage parlor and nail shop and everything in this little weird like business center that had been like closed. It was so strange because her, you know, studio was in like a room. It was random. But honestly, Suki went in.
Yeah.
Suki went in. At one point, my head was down. She had her hands. Like in the back of my skull, and she leant down. So my head, all my neck, all these muscles just was
stretched
like,
out.
Babes, I literally moaned.
You didn't realize amazing. How much you needed.
Wow. Yeah, and she, you know, sometimes you get massages and they don't want to touch your, so they didn't get into the bump. She got her elbow, she went inside. You know that place where it twinges sometimes?
I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Hey, and she was like rubbing it, and I was like, yes. Go on, Suki. Shout out to Suki. I'm gonna plug her.
What, truly.
I'm gonna plug her. All Manchester people need to go see Suki. She's lit. She's lit.
You definitely need a massage. I would definitely say it's worth it.
We recommend it.
But I did meet a guy at the spa. He was from Dubai, but he was Indian originally, and I think he was trying to hit on me. And I had to shut that down very quickly.
Was he one of the workers there?
No.
Were you in the steam room or where?
Yeah.
They always did it in the steam room.
It was just very scary.
Is it because you can't leave? Or?
I could leave, but he was just sitting there getting me like towels. He was just like, feel my arm. Like,
if
the steam room is working when your skin feels tight. And I went like this. He was like, no, don't do that. Like, grips my arm.
Did you grip it?
Well, I was scared. I did a small little, okay, that's so nice. Thank you for telling me. I was so scared. And then he was like, I don't have any dinner plans. Like, I would love, do you want to connect more? And
oh,
I
just said,
I'm so sorry. I'm not interested. He was like, do you have a partner? And I was like, no, I just don't want to get to know you.
Yeah.
And then he left. It was very awkward.
At least he left.
Yeah.
That was the spa there.
Why is it always when you want to be left alone that people come and disturb you?
I know, because it's such a beautiful day.
And I'm now looking nice on the street. Yeah. Not doing
nobody won't say anything. You look sweet, you know. Wear an outfit outside, nobody will say jack shit.
No, say anything.
It's when you look busted.
Raggedy.
Busted.
Oh my God.
Busted.
But how's your week been in general?
Gosh, I've had a really busy week. I was shooting for Femi Onyerin. Oh my God, I almost said my brother's name wrong. Drunk Histories.
Ooh.
Yeah, we was doing that this week.
How was that?
It was a real fun day. We had a really good time. Stressful. And like, you know, because it's always the what happens with filming always runs over time, innit? So people are trying to push it right to the last second. You're like, quick, get the shot, you know? It was fun. And then a couple of my homies came. It was nice to see them as well. Aww. Little surprise.
That's nice.
Good people, man. So that was on Tuesday. Wednesday, I had lunch with an exec producer of Alex Rider, the show that I'm in.
Mm.
Yes. And that was really lovely because we had to do some, like, we had to do some clearing up and rebuilding, like, trust type thing, I guess. Because when you're working on TV, like, everybody's saying stuff about everybody else. You don't know who's on your side or who's not. It gets a bit scary because you're like, I feel like I'm in secondary school type thing. But that's, she's my dog now, so that's nice. I had ADR for the show this week. Season 3 is going to be cold, bro. Season 3. Audio description recovery. I don't know. I just made that up. Oh. When you have to go. Well, you have to go. So if, like, say I had a mic on and my necklace was going against the mic, it would make noise. So it would cover the words. So we'd have to go in and basically lip sync across the lines. If you can see our mouths so that you can hear the line on the show. So we did ADR this week and I saw some of the later episodes with Brian. Such a cool, what a wicked director. His episodes are cold. I was literally watching the show like, I want to be in it. Oh, I am in it. This is great. I turned around. I was like, guys.
Sounds like you've had a very eventful week.
I like to fill my week with stuff.
Yeah, I find that every time I talk to actors, you guys, your lives are very, like, anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
At any point in time.
Yeah.
How do you find that? Do you not get, like, or is it more like I'm enjoying this?
Yeah, embracing. Just like, oh, that's happening, cool, let's go. Like, it's so much fun just being like, oh, I actually don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, or, you know, after that, but I can pretend to. I can plan things and be like, yeah, that's sure, that might happen on this day, and it might not. It's so much fun. But sometimes, you know, bread. We need to think about the bread. Living in London costs money. So,
oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you go outside and you breathe air and you've spent, like, £40. It's really crazy, you know, because as you are sleeping, they are taking money.
TfL. I knew you guys were going to say this.
Guys. TfL. And the trains still don't work. Oh, I don't understand how we live in 2023 and you're telling me that we have signal failure. Signal. When there is Wi-Fi underground. Honestly, I'll be sat on the train sometimes and be thinking, I'm going to kick off because I can't believe that I can't breathe. This man's armpit or even his crotch is in my face. Oh, God knows when he last bathed. And we're stuck there because of signal failure.
I hear it. Period.
Rishi Sunak. Sadiq Khan. Who's the mayor of Sadiq Council? Bros, come. Let's. Honestly, we are paying too much money. You see that they're giving King Charles a raise?
I saw that.
Oh, guys, we're being violated.
We're actually being violated
every single day of our lives.
Violated.
And nothing's going to change. Nothing. I've actually given up hope for this country.
It's because we don't riot.
So that,
we
don't.
No. Okay, let's. So if we left the UK, where are you going? Where are you moving to?
Jamaica.
You're 100% certain.
Yeah.
You really like, are you sure?
No, not even that. Like, that it came quick. That's what I was asking.
I've gone a few places, you know, and Jamaica was where I felt the most at home. And I feel like my mum won't feel, because my mum, she loves when I go Lagos, but I don't think she gets much sleep.
No, I actually hear it.
Yeah.
I hear it, yeah.
So, but when I was in Jamaica, she was like, it's a new place. And obviously she's heard what some stuff, but she doesn't know it. So sending her pictures about the island and stuff is nice for her, you know? Mm-hmm.
Let me show you a man I met in Jamaica. Guys, you need to see this specimen of a man.
I don't know why I don't have hope.
Why are you scared?
Okay. No, he looked good.
Scroll.
She said scroll.
Enjoy yourself. Scroll.
How tall is he?
Bruv. This man is in the sky. I'm 5'4.5. I'm 5'5.
He looks good.
He's such a good guy. He's so nice. He's like so nice.
So you met him in Jamaica?
In Jamaica. I was in, and guys, busted that day. I looked, terrible, terrible settings. All in Kingston now, partied. We've gone to the shop to go get food. And this, honestly, everybody in the mall was like, when this man walked in, I literally just said, wow.
People that turn heads.
I said, bro.
So was it you that went to him or did he come to you?
So basically, I said, as he was walking past, I said, wow. And then I said, bro, your parents put in a shift. I want to say well done to your mum and dad because you...
I
said, wow, your parents did work, bro. I told him, he was laughing. He was like, oh, you're funny, what's your name? I said, Ronke. And then Babs was like, she's single. And he was like, oh, really? And then he went off to go get food. And we were like, let's go. But I was like, nah, man, he likes you. I was like, nah. I said, no. My locks were, no, I need to go. And then she was like, I'm not having it. Went over there and they were like, oh, can I give your number to my friend? and just like give them my Facebook. Not Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook.
I was about to be like, oh, okay.
Facebook.
Interesting choice.
Facebook. give her my Instagram. And I don't really be on Instagram like that. Really? So I delete it sometimes.
Yeah,
so I was like, now I have to download it.
So you downloaded it though?
Of course.
For you? Worth it?
Of course. Let me even like some pictures. I haven't liked pictures in a while.
I went to see the African Mean Girls play. And I loved it. It's really kind of want to see it again.
I think it's
so... Who plays Paulina? She's has to be going places, she's amazing. Man.
I feel like they're all going places
Yeah. But she really stood out for me. She was so good.
Paulina was strong.
It was given Love and Hip Hop Ghana Edition because some of the beef, I was like, oh my god,
Paulina
like,
was just
cannot
mean,
be talking like that.
Unprovoked. So there'll be times that she's because, like, and it felt like real bullying. It felt real. And then, so the girl that she was bullying, Jade, that's my friend, Jade.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
That girl, her trajectory, as in, like, she literally came out of uni, got a role straight on You in Netflix, and then, like, she just went, boom, boom. So after that,
who's she playing You?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched You because I felt like I'll be scared. I don't watch things that give me fear of being fearful.
I watched this new film called Talk to Me the other day on Wednesday night, and this film was so. It was more like a thriller. It wasn't a horror. It wasn't very gory or anything. It was just bloody wild. Mm. Like they have this. Do you want to know?
I do.
They have this hand.
Hey!
You're already scared. Hey! I'm intrigued. I want
to
know.
It's okay. Hey!
You need to watch it.
I'm going to close my eyes.
They have this hand that is severed from a person that they said was some kind of witch doctor. And they've casted the hands in a cast, yeah? Mm. And people come to this... it's so good because they've got this non-binary character in it. And it's played by a non-binary actor. And it's not even the point of, like, gist. Mm. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking fantastic. So it's that person who has the hand. So they all go to their house to go and hold it while their friends are filming them. And they say to the hand, talk to me. The hand now grips the other hand. And they now start seeing dead people.
Oh, no. Is it a horror?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a thriller.
Okay,
you don't like scary film?
No.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Because she's laughing.
When you said they start seeing dead people, I was like, yeah.
The hand, the seventh hand, didn't get me.
Yeah, tell me more.
We were telling the hand to talk to you two. You didn't think that was
dead
off.
I said, no, that's where I'm from. I'm about to get off this ride.
So, from the minute she said it, I knew.
Did you watch this in the cinema? Or
Hey, on the big screen.
That's wild.
Screening, and I went with my friend Holly. She's amazing. And listen, it was so funny because we were scared. Like,
of course.
Jump scares, and we'd scream, and then we'd just start laughing. And then some man tried to tell us to shut up. Can you imagine?
In a horror movie.
And listen, we turned around and we said, shut your dirty stinking lips. We are enjoying the film and we're engaged. This is how we watch film.
So
we talk to the screen.
A Grinch?
Who was telling you? So
and then they left and we went bye.
So was it a screening?
Yeah. So why was it shh?
Are you supposed to react?
For people screaming, you're saying shh. Yeah. Are you joking?
It's a horror movie as well. Like, what did you think?
This must be weirdo.
So was it actually scary or was it like funny scary?
It was funny scary and sometimes it got really disgusting.
I feel like all the films that everyone's like, oh, you must have watched this, I've never watched, if that makes sense.
Have you watched Jackie Brown?
No.
Wow.
You could list a lot of movies and I would
what
probably
what movies
say.
Do you feel like you have watched?
White Chicks?
I feel like, yeah.
That's a monumental, that's a monumental,
like,
that's a monumental film.
Would you ever be in it? Would you, like...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's
you'd be
like
so good in the film.
Like I think you'd be so
you'd
funny.
Be so
I love
good.
Them.
Do you, comedies, like, more comedies? Is that something that you would want to do more of?
Yeah, but I don't want to get stuck. Not stuck, I think that's the wrong word. Like, sometimes people only see... When you give out certain types of content, people only give you that, which is weird. But I think after Drunk History, because that's a YouTube series as well, it's so easily accessible. I feel like after Drunk History comes out, I'm probably going to get loads of comedy stuff.
But you don't want to... But is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. I mean, bread.
It all comes back to the
bread. Let me tell you, that's the tagline of this one, bread.
Bread.
Have you watched Boomerang? That's a monumental film. Eddie Murphy, Halle Berry, Robin Givens, the guy who... Oh, why do I always forget his name? He's so good in this film. And he wears the most incredible suit. And there's a scene that's dedicated to this suit. Martin Lawrence? Is Martin Lawrence in it? I think Martin Lawrence is in it.
I like Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, it's so good. What's that man's name? That's very rude of me. Rest in peace. I love him so much.
Oh, he's dead.
He was the guy that played the Wayans' old dad.
Hmm.
Do you remember the Wayans show?
Yeah, but I don't remember the dad.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence was in it. Grace Jones was in it. Ooh. Eartha Kitt was in it. Chris Rock was in it. Come on, guys. Tisha Campbell was in it. Tisha Campbell was so good in this film.
Tisha Campbell. Is that the one saying, I'm still here, here, here. Tisha that decided she wanted to be a singer. What's your favourite black film?
Favourite? Come on, I've got to do top five.
Do top five, yeah. Five? That's a lot. Okay, let's hear it. Wait, question.
Okay.
Did any of Tyler Perry's featuring them?
No.
Really?
Sorry.
Guys, stop this.
Not what? Top five.
Stop this.
I enjoyed it, but not top five. Okay. I love Tyler Perry, but yeah. Not top five. Okay, I mean, okay. I'm talking about Whitney to Exhale. Mm. Have you guys seen that movie? Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston. What's my girl's name? What? Angela Bassett. I don't know why I forgot my girl's name. That's terrible. Loretta Devine. Do you know how cold Loretta Devine is in that film? Loretta Devine is so cold. Have you watched P-Valley?
No.
Guys, I need to write lists.
Write it.
You guys have been in front of the TV for ages. She's so cold in that. So I'd go, my top film, black film of all time is Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Waiting to Exhale, Boomerang, definitely. Mm-hmm. Boomerang's so good. This is a relatively recent one, but I do think it was a sick film, Straight Out of Compton.
Okay, yeah.
She didn't have seen that, you know.
Babe, really? It was amazing. That's
it was.
Do you know
it's
weird? Because it's like, when I think of top five, I never think of, like, recent. Okay.
But cool. I saw Straight Outta Compton in the cinema as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that adds to the vibe.
I just remember when the cars, it was like they were going to the club, innit? And the cars were doing the thing. And honestly, it made, the feeling it gave me was awe.
Mm.
I was like, come on, filmmaking. I was like, this film is cold. All the story, all the actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeith Stanfield, when he came in real quick to do Snoop. Bro, he should have won an award for that. I thought that was cold.
I really like him.
He was only there for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
He was wicked in that film.
Mm.
So that's three. Superfly.
Okay.
It's a problematic film, innit? Like,
yeah, lucky.
Yeah, but Superfly is so good. So I'm just like, yeah, I love that film. Anyway. And I would have to say it's another recent-ish one. American Gangster with Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear it.
That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
When they shot Idris at the beginning, I couldn't believe
it.
So I don't like... Amazing. Yeah, that was a thriller. I guess that was a thriller.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And there was a lot of running up in the drug bit. Yeah. That felt, woof. I need to watch American Gangster again.
Don't you feel like you're missing out on some films?
No.
Like, and you like thrillers for it. The thing is everything like, is just locked off.
Netflix helps me because it's like I can scrub through unnecessary blood and whatever.
Okay.
But if I'm in the cinema and I don't know when it's coming, when it's going to go, I know you that my eyes will be like this and my ears will be like...
Swarm.
I don't like... I feel like I just feel the pain more.
I kind of hear that. I really do hear it.
And obviously, like, even it's weird because being behind the scenes on set, you know it's not real. But when I watch it, I'm just like, your acting is strong.
They do so well.
I don't like how I feel about it.
They're so good. These people are good at their job.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy getting tattoos as a black person. Sometimes you can't see them, but anyway.
How many tattoos do you have?
A few.
I can see some, like, around your ankles and stuff.
Two.
Does that not hurt you, pain? No?
I think I have a very high pain threshold.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I have this one. Here, that I got in Cuba.
Okay.
By this, he was a babalawo. Yeah.
And you went ahead with it.
So listen, yeah.
So much concern in your voice.
Baba, I'm literally just sitting here like, no. Okay, so what happened? I went to Cuba by myself. I love a solo travel because I always wanted to go to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a huge Ifa religion there,
yes.
Which is the Yoruba gods, right?
Yeah.
And as a Yoruba person,
mm-hmm.
I believe that in order to decide what I must honor and believe, I need to research everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because I was born again Christian.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't sitting right with me when I was, you know, standing in the front row, looking up on stage and seeing white men, and I'm saying, that's my saviour. I said, it's not sitting right with me.
Okay.
How can you save me?
Okay.
This isn't right. It's not right, for me anyway. So I went to Cuba, and I went to, they have this huge museum of the Orishas,
mm-hmm.
and they're like 8 foot tall statues of these like gods, talking about what they did, who they were, what they meant to the people. So I walked around there and felt very, very like, moved and a bit I felt like I had been disconnected from something that should have been a gift. I should have known. And there was hundreds, well, not hundreds, maybe like 40 statues. I only know 5 Yoruba gods, Shango, Oshun, Yemaja. Like, I don't know that there's bears. So I felt quite kind of sad. So I went for a long walk afterwards, and this guy who was a postman, his name was Andy Michael. Not Andy or Michael, Andy Michael in one. And he made that very clear to me. My friend Andy Michael was a postman. He stopped me on the street.
That sounds very Ghanaian. It sounds Ghanaian. It sounds like a Ghanaian thing. But anyway, continue.
And Andy Michael said, he was like, well, am I from America? I said, no, I'm from London. He was like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just going for a walk. I'm looking at the architecture type thing. He was like, okay, I'm going to come. I was like, aren't you going to finish work? He goes, no, it's Cuba. And I was like, okay. So he dropped his stuff off and we kind of went. He took me on this rickety boat across to this other island where they just worship one of the Yoruba gods. And they have these, like, you walk down these streets and they these open, like, windows of just these gods and they're black. It's like, and it's crazy. So I'm walking around, and I'm looking at, you know, and these people, they don't allow it to own them and guide them. They're just like, we honor that and we move on. And I went to one dance ritual where there was a drummer and these people were blowing smoke. Wow, Cuba was incredible. And Andy Michael, we got on this rickety thing, and we sat down. I sent a picture to my friends on the group chat and they thought I had got married because my hand was on my chest like this. They were like, Rookie, what have you done? I was like, he's just a friend. And then we were sat down on the edge and we were looking at the sunset and he was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I think I want a tattoo. And he's like, okay. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I have a friend. So we got in this cab. We went. Also, one thing I found out is that you can't use your SIM card. Your SIM card will not work in Cuba. You can only use a Cuban SIM card.
Mm, okay.
So for the first like day, I was not. I couldn't contact anyone unless I had the internet.
Was everyone worried for you?
Nah. Oh.
So said, they don't care.
They're like, Ronks is gone. It's fine. So we got in this cab. And at this point, it was getting kind of dark. We were driving for like half an hour, and I was like, "Yo, Andy Michael, where are we going?" He said, "No, it's not far. It's not far." So we get to this like town, I guess. I can't see much because it's dark. Mm-hmm. And there was this brick open like door.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, he's in there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I walked in, and he was this, like, hench black man, just covered in tattoos, like young, like he was actually kind of fit, but he didn't speak a word of English. So I showed him, so this, what I have is an Adinkra symbol that means abundance, right?
Yeah.
So I showed him the picture and he was like, okay. So I was like, is he not going to stencil? Is he not going to, I'm like, Andy Michael, can he? He's like, yeah, he's the best. He had tattoos all across his chest, everywhere. So I was, he said he does some himself. I'm like, what? So I lay there, I'm thinking, obviously my hands are sweating a bit because I'm like, this is a bit. Anyway, whatever. I've lived my life. Listen, one thing I say is if I die on my travels, I've lived. I've lived. I've been outside, please. I need to go.
I was going to say, your life sounds like a movie. You know, like when someone's just like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just, I would read the book. I would read a book about your life. Like,
I should write it, innit? I should write it.
Where have you travelled to? All the places.
I've gone, because I like to go places where I can see black people free. Do you know what I mean? And not like, I'm not talking about like in a like a bound type of way. I'm talking about people that, where I like going places where I could be invisible. Where
like
I can
just, black majority countries. Yeah.
So that I can feel like, what's it like to be here? When everyone's faces is black, right? What's that like as an experience? And Cuba was interesting because they have many shades.
Yeah, that's like even like Lisbon.
Yeah. I'm going there at the end of this month.
Is it?
Yeah,
you're gonna have fun. I can't wait. Have you been before?
Nah, first time.
No, you actually have lots of fun.
Let me find Andy Michael.
I was drinking sangria. I don't even drink, but sangria, that one.
Was it nice?
Mm.
Did it hit?
Seems like right up
your street. It was sweet. It was, yeah. No, I don't like drinks that are. I have to force myself to like.
You look so excited talking about sangria as well.
That's Andy Michael.
Oh, honestly, Andy Michael. Andy Michael looks like he could. I was going to say he looks Nigerian, but I don't actually think he does. I feel like he looks like he could be like Jamaican.
Yeah.
I feel like what do you think he looks like?
It's giving African, like on the continent to me.
On the continent?
Yeah.
I don't know. Initially, I was like, you actually look like you can be an African man. But then I was like, you actually look quite Caribbean. He looks so happy.
I was so happy. Andy Michael. And then basically, I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, he's really taking care of me. We sat down on the edge there and we just, oh. And that's when he was like, come, let's go get a tattoo.
So you made friends with Andy Michael once you got to Cuba?
Yes.
What's, like, did you meet him, like, on the streets? Were you living
on the streets? No.
Near each other? Or...
No, I just met him on the street. He was a postman. And he just dropped his bag and took me and was like, let's hang out. And I was like, at one point, I was like, how do I know you're not going to, like, kidnap me or... Because when I landed in Cuba, my SIM card didn't work.
Mm.
So I didn't know how I was going to get to the hotel arranged that because my our connecting flight from Panama City was so delayed that we landed at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And my hotel pickup was at like 10 p.m. So there was no way for me to get to the hotel. And my SIM card wasn't working.
Mm.
So I was like, this is crazy. So I just looked at a guy and I showed him the address because I screenshotted it. Showed him the address as a picture. He's like, yeah, I know it. Grabbed my bag.
Wait, who was he, a taxi driver?
He was a man.
Hey!
Grabbed my bag. Grabbed my bag. I'm thinking I'm about to get abducted. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Grab my bag, hands it off to another guy. The other guy takes it, puts it in the back of a yellow cab. So I'm like, okay, it's a cab, surely. So we get in it. He doesn't talk so much. He's playing Marvin Gaye. I think he was like some, or was it Luther Vandross? I can't even believe it. But I remember I was like, I can't believe I'm going to die to this song. And it was dark and they don't have much like street lights and that. And all you could see was the Ifa religion people wearing their white going into the walking. I said, where am I? I was still a Christian at the time, but I was still trying to figure out. So I'm thinking, I've done this to myself. And I couldn't unlock the door from inside. I watch all them, like thrillers, and I watch all the documentaries, serial killer documentaries.
Exit strategy.
This is what I mean. 100%. I saw that this thing, I can't unlock it from the inside. I said, okay, next thing to do is humanize myself. So I'm like, yo, bro, thank you for taking me. My name is Ronke. What's your name? No English.
No, he was quick to really shut that down.
I can't phone my friends. I can't do that. I was stressed for about 20 minutes. It was a 20-minute drive. It wasn't that far. And we pull up to the hotel. And all he wants is his peas. So I said to Andy Michael, yo, why wasn't I, like, what's going on? Because you man aren't really, like, they're not trying to kidnap man or whatever. And he was like, Cuba is one of the safest countries in the world because tourism is how they make their income. So when he took me to the little village on the boat, there was stickers on the walls, on certain doors, to say where the snitch lived.
Snitch?
The community snitch lives here and they are watching you. Stickers, bright blue stickers on the door. And he was like, yeah, every week these people will be outside their window and they'll be on the phone to police. That person's doing that over there.
That's so
interesting. They said, if you smoke a draw in Cuba, if you try to get any weed in Cuba, you're going to pen. Forget it.
So then my question is, like, how do you decide that I want to be a snitch? Like, when do you wake up and say,
because I don't think they, it has the same negative connotations as we believe.
So it's an ambition kind of thing, like, you know what?
Could you get bread?
I want a snitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the community snitch.
Sorry, this is a slight digression, but you mentioned something before we started recording about like making it in the industry, and like I don't know, you said the needs want change, and it reminded me when you were talking about like resilience and like keeping going. And everything.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think that like everybody has the capacity to blow. Everybody. All it takes is one moment. It can happen overnight. Do you know what I mean? But people think that blowing is about craft and skill and talent and you got to work hard. And that's not necessarily, I believe it's not necessarily the case. I think you have to work smart and you have to be able to, unfortunately, it's kind of weird, but you have to be able to market yourself. You kind of have to be a brand and you have to be a brand that people want. If you're not, do you know what I mean? You're going to find yourself being like, oh, I'm working so hard. I deserve this. But actually you're not thinking about it in the right way. Mm. It's not about, yes, you do deserve it. You know, there are people that are hustling. Mm. I mean, let's be honest. There is, amongst us, in the UK, we have a 2-time Emmy-nominated actress, Sarah Niles. Let me big up my big one. And we did a play, Three Sisters.
I loved that play. And you were hilarious in that. I can't, that's what I knew from. You were hilarious. I loved, I saw in the National, that was when I was getting, because National used to give out tickets, like, for 5,000.
Oh, I was in front row, Thank you so much. Thank you for coming, guys.
No, it was amazing.
We had such a good time. We had such a good time. Like, it was crazy. The rehearsal process was crazy, but we knew we had a very special show. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Everyone was fun. And honestly, it was Sarah Niles that said it to me, because on the first couple of opening shows, the audience was so verbal about Abosede and how mean mm-hmm. my character was. And it hurt my ego, because I thought it was about me. Oh. And Sarah Niles, there was one day where I came off stage and I'm like, they hate me. And Sarah was like, no, you're doing your job.
And well.
Very well. Mm-hmm. She was like, if you've got them going, mm-hmm. Shouting. People were cussing me. Oh my buruku, cussing me.
Oh my so God. These are Yoruba people cussing.
From audience, you could hear them loud.
Wow.
I think someone one day must have shut up, bruv. They were getting angry. And then afterwards, when I'll come out, I'm thinking, yeah, these people go and box me. They'll be like, yo, you're so good. I was like, thank you so much. It was so nice. Sometimes people were like, we hated you. I was like, thank you. I'm like, thanks. Mm. Sarah Niles, she's amazing. But we don't even celebrate. We don't shout. We don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, people wouldn't know that Sarah's got 2 times. Emmy! Mm-hmm. Here they don't elevate and champion people that are already winning. Mm. And then they go to the States and then they don't come back.
Mm. That's really sad, you know. Because there's things about, like, about where you get to a certain level and then suddenly it's like, no, you're too confident, you're too good. There's like a slim place that you have to stay, basically.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about being human and not caring. I feel like Rihanna's done that really well.
That's true.
No. We need to address this in general, because I feel like there's a narrative in our generation of like, I'm the main character. This is who I am. Everyone needs to do this for me. But that's not how the world and society works.
It's true, but I
feel like it's like, because everyone's like, I'm asserting myself. I'm making my space known so that people listen and respect. But I also feel like we're just raising a bunch of like, everyone's just becoming so like narcissistic. Yeah. And like, so it's all about me.
I'm like, that's not what the world is. We're moving into a very individualistic kind of like world where mm-hmm. everyone's kind of like, I'm the main character. And it's, you have to a certain degree, believe that about yourself, because your life is your own. You kind of are born alone and you die alone. So you have to think about yourself, but not to the extent where you're compromising like community and like being like a caring person. But I don't think Rihanna's that type of person. I think she's very like blunt in who she is, but she's unapologetically so, which I think is what she's respected for.
I'm not against Rihanna.
I think it was wrong.
But I feel like that example just triggered something. But speaking of main characters, that leads me to think about the first episode of Black Mirror season.
I even forgot that we were.
Have you watched season 6?
Babe, I had to go back and watch, because I was quite rubbish in the sense that I didn't watch all the seasons before. I didn't go through each episode.
You don't need to. It's like standalone, really.
Yeah, I'd watch one episode here, I'd support my friends. Mm-hmm. Like Joe Cole's episode, I'd watch, Michaela's episode, I'd watch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But everyone else is on my man.
You don't need to.
So once I watched this season 6, I took my time
to go back. Everything.
I watched.
Are you actually being serious?
Every single Black Mirror that is on Netflix.
Were you
I've
not
seen
stressed
it.
When you were watching
Babe,
it?
My heart palpitation.
Never. No. I will never do that.
There was one time I was lying on my sofa. It was the one about the robot. Who was in it? Malachi Kirby.
Yeah.
Bro. Was it the robot? Was it when they were dogs? Do you remember? Or they used to think that the people were, what did they call him? Vermins. I can't remember. So remember, he got a flashlight, and it made him see that they were real humans.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is ringing a bell, actually.
Huh? What season
I haven't watched
was
it.
What season was it?
I don't know. I was confused. I was watching it. Oh,
this must have been years.
It was so. Yeah, it was years ago, and I didn't even know Malachi did that one. And the Maxine Peake one. Yay! My heart. I had to pause it. I said, guys.
That's the thing about let me introduce what Black Mirror is. So for everyone that doesn't know, Black Mirror is a, I'd say, dark thriller series that explores dystopian.
Very dystopian.
You got it right. Dystopian is even dystopian. This is real life at this stage, in my honest opinion. So it's a quote-unquote, like, dystopian series that explores the effects of, like, technology on society. And it was originally on Channel 4, then it moved to Netflix, got bigger and got crazier, essentially. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
On this last season?
On the season, on the show as a whole, yeah. Everything.
I love stuff like that. I'm such a sci-fi fan. Mm. I find sci-fi fantasy, because I feel like humans are limitless and our imagination can expand to stuff that is absolutely insane. Mm. And you go, wow. I find it so inspiring sometimes to be like, wow, somebody really thought that up. Like, do you remember Letitia Wright's one, Black Museum?
Yeah.
My little brother was like, sis, if you're going to watch all of them, he's 22, he's turning 23 in November. So I say little brother and everyone imagines he's like five, but he's a big man.
I feel like Gen Z, you know
what you mean. Yeah, they're different.
He was like, you have to save that one to last. Just save it for last for me. Mm. I said, all right, cool, bruv. When I watched Black Museum, I couldn't, and I watched it at like 2 a.m. because I had to. I started it. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is fantastic. I really love it. I read loads of sci-fi books. There's a good book by a Nigerian writer. It's called More Perfect by Temi O. I started reading that. It's so good.
Okay, is it sci-fi?
It's about like technology. Oh. And they put these like opticons in the kids' eyes.
What's an opticon?
Yeah, what's that?
You can see everything. Like, if you wanted to go, okay, where's Tesco? It would show you like the arrows to walk to Tesco. If you wanted to text someone, you can see. And then, this book is so cold. I left it at my mum's house. I need to go. I'm going there tomorrow. Anyway, I'm giving away a plot.
It's okay.
Can I just? When was this book written? And when is it? Is it based in a year?
Is it based like now?
Like, yeah.
I would say, yeah, it was based in 2023, but it's a future 2023 type thing.
Okay.
So it's two kids. They're like 16. Mm-hmm. And one boy's been off the grid because his dad took him away to hide him because he might be some kind of key or something to help. I don't know, someone. I haven't got that far yet. Mm-hmm. And then there's another black girl called Abby. Is she called Abisola? Mm-hmm. Or Abby or something. And she is in it, like she wanted the opticon, da da da, and then there's a flood. Mm. So everybody's memories you can watch on the opticon.
Oh
yeah, so their mom's coming to pick them up, and the sister, the youngest sister doesn't want one because she's like, I don't like that stuff, it's crazy, da da da, and they're walking to go meet their mom, and the older sister kind of sees, she's like, what's that? And she's trying to catch it, and the next thing you know, the water. And the kids wake up and they're in some kind of gymnasium. They don't know where their mum is. And Abby is watching all of these memories of the flood, trying to find her mum. Book is sick.
They can make that into a show, to be fair. Film.
Kind of want to write it. I want to write that show.
Do you write?
Yeah.
If you're inspired.
I do. I read a lot, man. I love books. I read a lot. Mm-hmm. I buy books relentlessly and don't read all of them. It's not good, but I'm
That's
getting through.
Every book lover. Too many books in the day read. I'm trying to think about how we got here, though.
We digressed from... We're still talking about Black Mirror. Anyway, what are your thoughts?
I like Black Mirror. Like, I think it's a really good concept. I feel like I'm always shocked about what they can think up and, like, all the different kind of different plots for, like, each of the episodes, because I'm just like, I've never thought about life being like this. This season, though, I don't think I loved it because I feel like it's evolved in a way that doesn't feel very Black Mirror-y. I feel like I want to watch something that's like really dystopian, that really makes me like interrogate the world I'm living in and if it's going to actually happen. And I want to be like really like challenged and like stretched like mentally and like all of that stuff. And I feel like this season didn't do it as much. The first episode
was really good. Awful. That was really...
Because that was the most like chill.
It was the most chill.
Yeah, that's why I stopped there.
Okay.
Full stop. It was the most chill. No more.
But I just feel like in this day and age, that could actually happen. Like,
it feels real.
With everything. And I saw on TikTok, it was a news segment. This was on ITV News. You know Martin Lewis, who makes helps you save your money, like Money Supermarket? Yeah. There was an AI version of him endorsing some sort of, like, project from, like, the guy who bought Twitter, basically. It was...
Elon Musk.
So have you seen the capture?
That's
it was a deep fake.
The capture. Oh
yeah, the papa. Yeah,
the
dude.
Second season.
Or the first.
I think there's
season.
Only been one.
I thought there was two seasons.
Oh, there is two seasons.
Callum Turner.
Oh yeah.
That had actually happened where there was literally this deep fake version of Martin Lewis endorsing something, and then he had to come on ITV News and say, "This is categorically not me."
Was it on Facebook?
I don't know. I think it might have been on Facebook. It was a video of him, and he had to come on and basically say, that was not me. I would never endorse that. I've been campaigning against stuff like this for so long. I was like, we are in scary times.
And yeah, we are.
We are in very terrifying times.
And I feel like there's a combination of things, right? So Black Mirror, it's interesting that you think that it can't, it's not. Charlie Booker was saying, the writer of it, the creator, was basically saying that he's not really sure about the show anymore because he feels like it's too close to reality. And the thing is, it's like, because we're in this AI world and everything's moved so quickly, it's hard to come up with a lot of dystopian things because the things
we're living
in. We're living in it. It's wild. And you wouldn't, if you told someone, they'll be like, that's not how.
And it's happening now because it's like, even I've had, I was doing something at like Meta's offices and like, I'm seeing, like the things that are happening inside is Black Mirror. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's
100%.
Not, I wish it was further away.
But have you been seeing on TikTok the people that are making bread from pretending to be avatars? What's going on?
What is this? Oh my gosh. I seem so good. Thank you.
Wow, Daddy, you gave me a cowboy. I'm going to raid you. I said, for how many hours?
This is so funny to me.
They're making like, bread.
Thousands an hour.
I don't even understand.
Thousands. But yeah.
And now, you go on TikTok, everybody's jumped on it. And I'm like, this is so strange.
No, because it's really weird.
Even the fact it's that groupthink, TikTok, though. Even the fact that it's made teleshopping normal again. Mm. Guys, do you remember TV? Yeah. Was it QVC?
Yeah. At night time, do you remember when you'd be there? They'll be there on TikTok selling you
TikTok
stuff.
TikTok shop. The amount of times they've sold me. Oh,
it's so annoying. Anyway.
But then I was chatting to my friend Sheila. Sheila Tim. I love her. Big her up. And she was like, it's all about money in the sense that every time you connect with this thing, it makes money for someone.
Yeah.
And their job is to distract you as much as they can so that they can make like money. Mm-hmm. So anytime you're on Instagram, now there's advertising. Do you know how many times everything. I'm like, I'll find myself on Instagram shop buying random things it's that annoying, end up sitting though. In the corner of my house gathering dust and make me into a hoarder.
It's so annoying.
So I delete that app regularly.
I delete Instagram regularly. But I hate that shit. I don't know. The first episode of Black Mirror for me in particular, I feel like it felt so relevant to now, mm-hmm. even regarding the strikes that are happening mm-hmm. in America. Yeah. And one of the concerns regarding the strikes is like use of AI to like replace like writers, but even actors, all of this whole situation. And like,
what would that world be like? If they do that, okay, those guys, tycoons would make, you know,
so much money.
They don't need us.
But we'd have to find something else to do. And not in a weird way, but like, maybe because I'm an optimist, I feel like whenever you're forced into a corner, something is born.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
And it would be really interesting. I'm not saying that it should happen, because me, I like working, so please.
Low-key,
I'm not sure, I don't want to see
bread.
My...
The bread, the bread.
You know, you're talking about bread. Yeah, I don't want to see my AI doing my job. Mm. But like, sorry. I don't want to. I was like, I wonder what we will create. I wonder what version of storytelling we would manifest and birth, because we won't be able to do that type. Mm. Like, that's kind of exciting.
It's just wild how quickly everything's changing. Like,
AI is terrifying.
5 years ago, we would not have imagined that this is happening. We'll be watching Black Mirror thinking, whoa, that's wild. Yeah. Not knowing that, this was yesterday.
We're actually here.
But this is happening 2 days ago.
Everything has advanced, apart from the tubes.
Sadiq.
Everything.
And I love that full circle moment.
Sadiq.
Do you know how much they're charging for a travel card?
How much?
Bro,
I don't even
look, my daddy's a bus driver, so I get free travel now.
Oh my God.
Back in the day, I had to pay over one grand for a year travel card, because my drama school was in Central London, Tottenham Court Road, where I went to uni, innit? So my mom said, you are not leaving this house. I don't know what you're going to get up to with those white people. Stay here. So I'd get on the train, go all the way, and come back. I had to use zone 1 to 4. My parents lived in Barking. Travel card. 1 year cost me 1,200 something. And this was a few years ago.
The thing is, like,
those bastards.
I wish I could.
I'm so dead. Oh my God, sorry.
I wish I could fully sympathise with you, but I live in Hertfordshire.
I don't even know what you're paying.
Girl, I pay a lot weekly. So you're talking, I'm thinking, I'm like, so that's how much sorry. I pay every 3 months. Like, girl, but anyway.
Babe, you must get bread.
No. That's the thing, I'm hungry.
I'm so sorry.
I just want some toast. Just a little bit.
Babe, we
deserve a brioche bun.
Yes!
So good.
Yes!
Pan au chocolat. Every bread. We're collecting
every bread is coming. Amen.
But I'm very aware that you got a dip very soon.
Very now.
So, We're going to wrap up the episode.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
I've really enjoyed this.
This has been a great episode.
Your energy is funny.
So infectious as well.
Like, you've got infectious energy. Obviously, I've seen that on stage. I've seen that on screen. And I love the fact that in person, you're the same.
God, more blessings. Bring them all. I'll have them all. But always, my feet be on the ground. So.
And I think the fact that you have that perspective is what will set you up for everything going forward in life. Because especially I know we're wrapping up, but just in general, I think knowing that you have community, that you're grounded, and that you have people that will constantly remind you that, there was life before this.
Come on.
And there's life
this
after.
This stuff ain't real. That's not real.
Thank you for pointing that out. People don't know that. No. People forget that.
Yeah, you'll be on the set. You'll be there for 6 months. Everyone's doing everything for you. When you wrap on that shoot and they send you home, nobody is bringing you coffee in the morning.
TFL.
You have to get on train with everybody else. You have to look
the crackheads on the road in their face because you are one of them. The wisdom you're really spitting today. Oh my god.
It's the truth and it's good.
We're all interchangeable. That's the truth. Like, it can take in an instant. Do you know what I mean?
But why do you feel like so many people forget that then?
Because we like to think that we're special. Mm. And we are, but we're not. We're just not. Mm. All of this stuff has been done before.
Oh my God, I feel energized. Let's get it.
Words of wisdom. So that is it for this week's episode of That With Bang podcast. It's been very fun, very energetic. But anyway, that is it for this week's episode of That With Bang podcast. You can follow us at the TWB pod. And you can follow me at Adiadesi.
And you can follow me at @_PDBR.
And you can follow
at Ronkus, RONKUS, Graham.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
See you next week, guys. Bye.